I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect real change as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, and I'm telling you, this is without a doubt my all-time favorite guest. Okay, you got to wait. You got to wait a minute. I can't wait to have him on the air. But first, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Today's G-Note, well, what is that? It's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness. And today's G-Note, which I drop in your email box every single day, simply says, vision is a long-term view, and combining that with absolute clarity is the key to creating massive growth and a positive and productive personal or professional culture. If you'd like to get a G-Note, simply go to candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and sign up for G-Notes. Hey, but what I want to do is before we're going to go to a quick first break, and then we're going to come back to our amazing guest, I want to introduce my co-host today. Everett Brooks is right here with me. Everett, say hello.
Hello, Candy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're going to, do you have any idea how much fun we're going to have today?
I am super excited.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, we're high-fiving right here in the studio. This is amazing. So what we're going to do is we are going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, and I'm very proud to tell you that our guest for today is the one and only Les Brown. Les Brown is the top motivational speaker, speech coach. I'm so excited I can't talk. Best-selling author, loving father and grandfather whose passion is empowering youth and helping them have a larger vision for their lives. He is also, without a doubt, not just my favorite guest, but he is a grand friend and has been an extraordinary mentor for me. I'd like to introduce you, Mr. Les Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Can I tell you, I'm just happy. Things are great and things are amazing. How are you?
I'm better than good, better than most, and sometimes even better than that.
I have to tell you, Les, and, you know, exciting stuff is, you know, your little cookie fairy is graduating from college in less than 4 weeks. You just need to know that.
Unbelievable.
She's right off
so
the
beautiful.
Bat. Yes. Thank you. Oh, that's my daughter, Katie. And Katie and Les, they got this thing. They just love each other. It's Uncle Les.
Yes.
But I also want you to know that I have a co-host here with me and also somebody who is working with me and becoming a trainer for my vision program. And I have to tell you, Les, his name is Everett Brooks, and Everett cannot stand himself until he can talk to you a bit. So, Everett, say hello, and whatever you'd like to ask Les, go ahead.
Mr. Les Brown, let me tell you how excited it is to speak with you. In reading over some of the things on your website, I have to say, and not to date you, I was a youth when I first heard you speak, and I was definitely motivated and empowered and excited at the time I first heard you speak, but now to be able to speak with you is a great honor. How are you doing?
I'm blessed to hear your voice, and I could hear the speaker in you when I enter you. You're a friend of Candy G's, so I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale about 2 weeks. I think I'll be there next week or this week.
Not this week, next weekend.
Next weekend, and what I plan to do is we got to get together and take pictures, but I'd like for you to experience the training that we're going to be doing there in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I would love to do that. That is a great honor.
Yes. Now, what question would you like to ask me? What a great voice you have.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The question that I have has to do with your passion, and I know when you're I've learned the term a light worker. When you help other people, you kind of have to pick what area you want to work in. And what I see is that your specialty is with the youth. So what gravitated you towards the youth? What is it about the youth that draws you in?
Well, really, I train not only youth, but I speak for major corporations. In fact, I'll be leaving town within a week, and I'll be going to Malaysia and Singapore, Australia, and South Africa, and London, England. I'll be touring with Richard Branson, who owns Virgin Airlines, and Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And one of the things that got me into this area is that I started out training young kids. And the reason that I did that is that I went to Douglas Elementary School in Miami in Overtown, and I was identified as educable, mentally retarded, put back from the 5th grade to the 4th grade. And then I failed again in the 8th grade at Booker T. Washington High School, where I graduated from in 1963. I can't believe it. So the man that...
Wait. Did you say 1963? I just wanted to clarify.
That's right, 1963. And the man who really had a dramatic impact in my life, Mr. Leroy Washington, who's still alive to this day in Liberty City, he taught me 3 things. One, work on your mindset, because you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. 2, work on your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. And 3, practice the principle of OQP, only quality people. Who you run with determines who you end up with. And we've been traveling around the world and earned millions of dollars changing people's lives and teaching principles that will help people to reinvent themselves and be able to carve out a life that they feel proud of. And you're there with one of the best speakers and trainers on the planet, because her vision program, not only will it change cultures of organizations and corporations, but also I think will change the culture of cities and people who have the mindset and the willingness to commit themselves to the strategies that Candy G has created.
You know, Les, I appreciate that so much. And, you know, I've been reached out. I actually have 2 different communities that have reached out to me and said, would you come and teach your vision program to the entire community? So some of those things, you know, from your mouth to God's ears, and some of those things are appearing to manifest. So thank you for that glowing recommendation. Thank you. I want to talk about your speaker training. I do. And what I like to do when I talk about your speaker training, what I'd like to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you. But what I would like to do is take a minute and I would like to address all of those future speakers out there just quickly before we get into your training and what it's about, because I want folks to understand that what I have discovered is that the speaking industry is booming and amazing speakers are actually really hard to come by. Now, I've been in the speaking arena for a really long time and I'm a successful, well-paid, professionally trained platform speaker. And one of the key ingredients in jumpstarting my speaker career was the opportunity, Les, to spend time with you. And honestly, as I share this with you, it brings tears to my eyes at your speaker training. Now, I'm talking 3 days of one-on-one time with you and the opportunity to practice and get speaking pointers from who I consider to be the greatest speaker in the industry. And such an incredible opportunity to connect with others. Now, mind you, I know you don't do a lot of these speaker trainings and that you don't do it this often. And to be here in South Florida in April for this next program, it's an opportunity that folks really need to take advantage of. So what I would like folks to do, listen to the show, contact me at CandyG.com. I'll tell you where to go to find all this information. There's a huge ad in our new issue, our spring edition of Nothing But Good News magazine, which you can find on CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And if you really want to make your living as a speaker, if you really want to outshine the competition, you really need to make this investment in you. This is an investment in your future. And here's what I promise you, future speakers. It will seriously shorten the learning curve on your path to becoming a great speaker. And here's an opportunity in public where I get to say, thank you, Les. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the skill sets that you have given me to take me to the place that I am today. And I'm also very excited to say, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm speaking at a TED event in about 2 weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for being coachable and selecting me, because you have such a passion and a desire to change people's lives. And I think that's major. There are some people that's in this business just because they want to make some money. But there are people that speaking is in them because they want to make a difference. And I think when you make a difference, you can make money too. And you've been a person that your whole passion has been about helping people to change their lives, because you are the message that you bring. You've gone through some stuff. You've experienced some things. And now you're using your experiences and your story on how you overcame where you were to help interrupt the conversation that people have within themselves and teach them how they can carve out a different life experience for themselves. So thank you for being you.
Well, you know, and I appreciate that. And you know what's interesting is a lot of folks get into this industry because they want to make money. Here's what I can say to folks, and I know you can attest to this. There is a lot of money to be made in this industry, but you're right. I've never chased the dollar. I always chased the place where I could make the difference, and I make an extraordinary living at it. So I appreciate you for saying that. Let's talk a little bit about your speaker training and what folks can get out of the speaker training and why they might want to take a look at it.
Well, one of the things that if we look at the world right now, people need inspiration more than ever before. They need hope, but in addition to that, they need methods. What we do and what we provide for people that's different than what's out there. When I started out in the industry, I was looking at what is it that could make me stand out. Having no college education, never working for a major corporation, how is it that I'll be able to stand out and be able to be selected to come in and speak to an organization and impact their bottom line? And so what we teach people is that you have an energy signature. Everyone that's listening right now, they have a story, things they've experienced, knowledge is a new currency. What we do is teach them how to, as Dr. Julie Van Fun would say, use their energy signature to create an experience for an audience. And there are three things that you want to achieve as a speaker that will make you stand out. And this is one of the secrets that made me stand out and became a high in-demand speaker, and I get over 3,000 requests a year. Number one, the golden objective in how we train people is to approach it from this perspective. Change how they think, number one. Number two, change what they feel, and three, change how they perform once they leave the presence of the presentation. Because the goal and objective is to create an experience so so that people leave your presence feeling better about themselves, but talking about you. The reason that most people never achieve their greatness as a speaker is primarily for two reasons. One, they get too many compliments from untrained eyes that won't write up a check. and the second reason is that their presentation is full of information. If information could change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy. So what we do is shorten the learning curve and teach them how to transform the audience individually and collectively to create an experience. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once a man or woman's mind has been transformed with an idea, concept, or experience, it could never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And that's what allows us to be heads and shoulders above anybody else that's in the industry, of teaching them things that I've used myself and that allowed me to become very successful in this field.
Les, such good stuff. And as many times as I've heard you speak and shared the platform with you, your words are always golden. They're absolutely always golden. Now, stick with us. We're going to head to a commercial break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. We're going to have some more greatness from the incredible Les Brown. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News. This is Everett Brooks, and wow, I am totally excited to be sitting here talking with Les Brown, and it is truly an honor. I want to read one of your quotes, and it says, help others to achieve their dreams, and you will achieve yours. And I got to tell you the story how Candy and I met. I sent Candy an email, and I said, Candy, I want to do what you're doing. And she sent me one back and said, come to my house and meet me. And to hear that you and her have that relationship and to see that she's passing that down is just truly an honor to kind of witness that and to be a recipient of, I call it pure love from Candy G. And I just want to kind of get your opinion as to how, I know you get paid for a lot, but then sometimes you reach down and you help those that, I guess, show that passion. What is it that drives that type of help? What do you notice in a person, or what caused you, just like you just invited me to come to your show? What is it that you look for in a person that just inspires that type of helping hand?
Well, first of all, Candy G is an unselfish person. She realizes that this is an abundant universe, and there's enough for everybody. The speaking industry is a $58 billion business. People that are listening to this type of programming know that the 40-40 plan is gone, where you can go to college and graduate and get a job doing the same thing for 40 hours a week for 40 years. That day is gone. There's an article in the New York Times that said If you can't find a job, create it. So one of the good things that you can do in this day and age where we are is using your story, using your knowledge, which is a new currency, you can begin to create the kind of life that you desire. You can really become your own boss. And you want to help others as well. We believe in help somebody and help yourself, because what you give is what you get. And I think that when you operate from that place of power and abundance, that things come back to you, that what you put out there, you're going to get it back. I'm where I am right now because a lot of people helped me. Many of them I didn't even know. And so that's how we live from that place. And I can tell you, when people begin to see the value of changing their lives and helping others to change theirs, we create communities of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. We can all win in that process.
You know, Les, I know what you're saying is so the truth. And, you know, you talk about how we can all create our own business and we create wealth and abundance. And thank you for that. I do believe this is a very abundant universe. I have to share, I just flew in about 2 hours ago from Columbus, Ohio. Isn't that your stomping ground, right? And
I was
actually up there at a horse show. And Dave and I were up there at a horse show. My husband and I were up there at a horse show. And what was fascinating was when I went around and I talked to a lot of these vendors, there were a lot of folks that were horse trainers, and a lot of them had come up with ideas that they were sharing and selling. And what fascinated me is that I would meet a woman who lived way out in Missouri on a farm, and she was an older woman, and she'd created something that she wanted to sell or share, and she was standing with her iPhone and her Square reader and taking orders right off her phone. And I thought, what a fascinating world that we live in, because we can take what we love, no matter what it is, and especially in the speaking industry, which I know to be truth, and go out there and market ourselves and create the kind of life that we want.
Without question. Today, you have to understand the value that if you can communicate, and we all can, that you give yourself an advantage in the marketplace to sell your consulting, to sell your knowledge, to sell your products, your ideas, or your business. You are the voice of your business. And this day and age, this is an incredible time, because we're living at a time where we know anything's possible. For the first time in the history of Time Magazine, they said in 2007, the computer was the person of the year. And why do they do that? Because the computer allows you, from the comfort of your home, to create a global business. It allows you to not only access information, but you can begin to market yourself around the world, even if you have a criminal background. Nobody asks you for a background check on the computer. You can begin to use the computer, which eliminates geography, and you can have clients, as you do and as I do, around the world, people who want our experience, our knowledge, and the things that we use to make our lives work, so they can incorporate that in their own lives. So this is the time for people to be strategic thinkers. This is time for them to be creative and resourceful, and this is the time for them to create collaborative, achievement-driven relationships that can help them to move forward and use their ideas or grow their business to begin to be great, make a greater impact on the planet.
I want to talk about your speaker training. And what folks are going to do there, because I want to make sure that we get all this information in. Now, the training is Friday night, April 26th from 6 to 9, and then the rest of the weekend, the 27th and 28th of April. And in this training, folks are going to learn how to tell their story and to make big money and make a difference. Now, I know that that is true, because I've been down that road by being a person that could truly become a storyteller. Now, I would venture to say that a lot of folks can come to your speaker training even if they don't want to be a speaker. How will that help them attract more business, promote their business, increase their sales? How will that help them?
When Chrysler was in financial bankruptcy, they used Lee Iacocca to come in and to do commercials, because he was a very good communicator, to draw more attention to themselves, to increase their sales. You think about Wendy's. The owner of Wendy's, he came on camera, and he sold his approach to the hamburger industry. Colonel Sanders was the spokesperson for Colonel Sanders. You are the voice of your business. And so if you're going to get a job in a major corporation, you've got to go through a series of interviews. You got to do at least 20 to 30 interviews with various department heads, and you got to sell yourself. So I'd never forget what Mr. Washington told me. He said, Mr. Brown, develop your mind and develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. So if you want to advance your career, the higher you go in a corporation, the more you are dependent upon your communication skills than you are on your technical skills. And as an entrepreneur, you are your living brochure. You are the person who will create the thirst. You're the person that must do the prospecting, attract the customers. You're the person that must close the deal to be able to influence and be persuasive with potential investors to invest in you. So your communication skills will serve you well in all kinds of areas. So regardless of who you are, if you're going to make it today, you want to be involved in an experience that will allow you to stand up and speak with confidence and not be nervous, how to think on your feet, how to tell your story. Why is that important? Because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so the ability to tell who you are with confidence and create that trust about your product, about your service, about your coaching, about your speaking business, your training business, or the business that you're involved in, it gives you a competitive advantage in the marketplace. That's what happened for me. I don't have a college education. The average American earns $21,000 a year. I earned more than that in 1 hour. And so if I did not know how to communicate, I would not be able to do that. And our goal is to teach people who are serious. And this is not for everybody, Candy. A lot of people, they love going to jobs where they will be nervous and upset when somebody look at them and say, we're going in another direction. Yeah. And you can't go. You know, I mean, that's not that. They don't fire you now. They say, we're going in another direction. And I say, well, can I go? No.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
So, yeah, this allows you to secure your own financial future.
You know, you talk about the fact that you've made the average American makes $21,000 and you do that in an hour. I have to tell you, I haven't quite reached what you've done yet to do that in an hour, but I am happy to tell you I've made $25,000 in a day. So I'm not quite to where you're at right now, but I'm working on it.
A lot of people would love to do that, Candy. That's more than 95% of the Western world.
That's crazy. Hey, listen, I want to put a phone number out. I want folks to take this number, 954-724-0900, 954-724-0900, call Arise by VNP and book your seat, get into this event, or contact me. If you're driving, just remember it's Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G. At CandyG.com. And I'll tell you something, Les, Everett and I are going to come stop by while you're here at this event next weekend. We're here for you, my friend. Now, we have about 2 minutes before we go to the half hour, and I only have you for 30 minutes today. But in that 120 seconds, what do you want to leave the listening audience with?
Well, I encourage people to go to LesBrownEvents.com and register for the seminar that we're going to be doing. That's LesBrownEvents.com. Here's what it takes to become successful, and that is you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. Invest in yourself. You are your most treasured asset. My name is Les Brown. I'm Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G's pride and joy. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Les, I love you. I can't wait to see you next weekend.
Okay,
and so thank you for coming by to talk about your event, and we'll see you then.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thanks, and bye for now. Listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back with another amazing guest. I'm telling you, you have to go to this event. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Triathletes are buzzing about it. Cyclists are buzzing about it. Nutritionists are buzzing about it too. Join the buzz. Eat at Eat Well Foods. Our delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balance for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit us on the web at eatwellfoods.com for delivery. Candy, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with eatwell.foods?
You know, y'all, you've heard me talk about this for months. And one of my saving graces, okay, you know what I do? I'm so busy, author, speaker, trainer, coach. I publish a magazine. We're working on a new TV show. We have all this stuff going on. And what's really important to me that I get the nutritional needs that I want in my diet. And so I cook a lot. And what's really incredible is with Eat Well Foods home-to-home catering, they bring me the food that I want, the way that I want it. And not only is it amazingly delicious, extraordinarily affordable, but Everett, I have to tell you, it saves me about 10 hours a week. Do you know what 10 hours a week means to me? That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
So folks need to go to eatwellfoods.com, that's for sure.
That's right, eatwellfoods.com or call 786-991-6602. Welcome back to Nothing But Good News with Candy G. I have the wonderful opportunity of introducing our next guest, Dr. Helen Turnbull. Dr. Helen Turnbull has 25 plus years of experience assisting businesses in enhancing organizational capabilities. Dr. Turnbull made major contributions in assisting Texas Instruments to win the Catalyst Award and the Malcolm Baldrige Award, and was instrumental in helping both J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup Europe win the prestigious Opportunity Now Award and Business in the Community Awards. In addition to her doctorate in human and organizational systems, Helen has two master's degrees, one in industrial psychology and mental health counseling, and the second in human and organizational systems. She received her undergraduate degree in sociology and psychology. I'd like to welcome Dr. Helen Turnbull.
Hello, Everett. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. I'm sitting here with Candy, and we're so excited to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Dr. Turnbull, and you know, I'm so excited to have you here for a couple of reasons. I really want to find out more about what you do, but you know, we talk about, and we're going to talk about the fact that there is a TED event coming up, and it's coming up on May 3rd, TEDx event coming up on May 3rd, and that you are one of the premier speakers that are going to be speaking at this TEDx event. So a couple of things that I'd like to know is a little bit about what you do, and then I want to talk about what you're going to speak about at this TED event. TEDx.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm very excited, A, to be on your show, and B, to be speaking at the TEDx event. And what I do is I'm a thought leader in the area of global inclusion and diversity, with a particular focus on unconscious bias and how unconscious bias and our blind spots can stop us from being more fully inclusive of others. So I work primarily with major corporations around the world to have leadership teams and key employees look at these issues so that they can begin to embed a more inclusive environment in their workplace. What I'm going to be talking about at the TEDx event, my speech is called inclusion, exclusion, illusion, and collusion. So what I'm actually going to be discussing is how all of us, as well-intentioned people, can get in our own way when it comes to including others.
Hello, Dr. Turnbull. I had a little experience doing some consulting in that area of inclusion and diversity, and one of the things that I found was that we had to always redefine what inclusion and diversity meant to our audience. How do you define diversity and inclusion when you're doing your workshops or your talks?
Well, that's a great question, actually, because one of the things I tell my clients ever is that we always use the words diversity and inclusion in the same sentence, almost as if they're inextricably connected. And yet, diversity for me is about the numbers. It's the demographics. It's looking around your organization and asking yourself, are we diverse? And then for people to say, well, look, we've got diverse people, that must mean we get it. And I tell my clients quite often that just because you've got them, meaning diverse employees, doesn't mean you get it, meaning that we've got work to do. So the issue of inclusion for me is where the work really starts. It's not enough to just say, I'm an inclusive leader. Warren Bennis talks about the fact that to be a good leader, you need to understand the context in which you lead people, you need to understand your people, and you need to understand yourself. But what I would advocate is to be an inclusive leader, you need to understand the context of the diversity issues, the stories that people are carrying into your organization, and you need to do your own work. And the inclusion isn't a soft way of just naming, well, we're going to be inclusive, and that suddenly it happens. That being an inclusive leader or having an inclusive environment actually means that we have to understand ourselves and our people at a deeper level.
That is awesome. Dr. Turnbull, one of the terms that you use is unconscious bias. Could you explain to the audience a little bit about unconscious bias?
Yes. Well, I think we all have unconscious biases or blind spots. It's a little bit like when you drive your car, you know that there's always that blind spot that there might be another car that you just don't realize is in your blind spot as you're driving. And we all have that. In fact, there's a lot of things that we do, the implicit associations that we make about people that we don't realize we're making. The assumption that, for example, all doctors might be men or all airline pilots might be men is an implicit association. The fact that car salesmen tended, maybe not today, but certainly they have over the years, tended to look to the male to discuss the price of the car and paid very little attention to the female customer is an implicit association that we make. So these are blind spots that well-intentioned people have that we're not conscious of, and therefore we're making decisions about people that can exclude them from opportunity. And so part of my work is to help leaders to see what their blind spots are.
That's awesome. One of the things that I learned when I was learning that concept was that kind of what you just said, good people make bad choices or decisions every day. And not that they do it on purpose, but some of the things that we've learned unconsciously, just growing up where we grew up, we carry with us and we don't even realize that they're a part of our decision-making process. And that can kind of interfere with us being non-biased because we're totally unaware of the factors that are involving our choices.
Absolutely.
The other question that I would ask is, when you look at some of the, I found it really interesting, the Cognizant tool that you have.
Yep.
Then could you talk a little about that?
I have I have two assessment tools, actually. Cognizant is an unconscious bias assessment tool that allows individuals to look at their own patterns of bias or preferences and picks up their blind spots, and also allows leadership teams to see their collective biases. So effectively what I can do is I can work with a group, I can work across a whole organization, but let's take, for example, working with a group of leaders, 15 people, I can show all 15 people their confidential results on their own patterns of bias, and then I can take an aggregate report and show these 15 people the impact of their collective biases. And when we break that down, the tool is completely 100% customized for each client. So when we break that down by gender or culture or sexual orientation or age or whatever work schedule, whatever the client wants to look at, what it does is it allows the leaders to go from initially getting the educational awareness that unconscious bias exists to moving into a space where they say, well, okay, I get that well-intentioned people have some of this stuff, to then beginning to be aware that, oops, I have some of this stuff, and here's what it looks like, to then seeing the collective of we have an impact. Our decision-making is being impacted by this series of biases. And that's where Cognizant and the work that I do allows my clients to get leverage to begin to change things in the organization.
That is wonderful. The next question is, what is embedded inclusion?
Embedding inclusion really means that you want to do the work in the organization at a deep enough level and to provide leadership support so that you are truly creating an inclusive environment, so that you're really working on the issues. You see, I think corporations spend a lot of time and money on diversity and inclusion programs, and over the years, the work that we've done has changed and evolved, and at the same time, these issues have not gone away. So what we want to be able to do is to help our clients to really cause change in the organization, to have what I call courageous conversations with each other, because nothing's going to change as long as we keep everything on the surface. I understand why we would want to keep everything, you know, calm and focused, but nevertheless, I think things don't change until we're able to really talk to each other about the issues. And I think what Cognizant does is it opens up a dialogue that we normally wouldn't have, that allows people to understand, what more do I have to do to create an inclusive work environment? What more do I have to do to allow people to bring their best self to work and their more authentic self to work?
Okay, and Dr. Turnbull, this is a fascinating conversation, and we want to explore this some more, but what we want to do is we want to dip off for just a couple of minutes, talk to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
All right.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Everett Brooks. TEDx Delray Beach is just around the corner, and the preparation that has gone into the upcoming events ensures that it will be nothing short of spectacular, with a lineup of 23 world-class speakers such as Ricky Williams, Frank McKinney, and of course, yours truly, Candy G. It's a day you won't want to miss. TEDx Delray Beach, The Human Experience will be held on May 3rd, 2013 at Delray Beach Center for the Arts at Old School Square.
And also, you don't want to miss amazing Dr. Helen Turnbull, who's here with us today. Listen, would you like 2 free tickets to this amazing TEDx event? Just send us a short essay on why you should be sitting in this audience. Now, I want you to know that today at midnight is the deadline. We've gotten some incredible essays, and we are going to announce the winners on next week's show on Monday, April 22nd. So send your submissions to Arlie, A-R-L-I-E, that's Arlie, A-R-L-I-E, at CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. This is an event that you do not want to miss. Now, Dr. Turnbull, before we went to the commercial break, you were talking about embedded inclusion, but you were also talking about courageous conversations. Explain to the listening audience what you mean by courageous conversations.
Okay, Candy. What I really mean by that is that quite often when we're talking to people across differences, and what I mean by that is men and women talking, or white people talking with people of color, or straight people talking to gay people, etc. Rather, we talk, but we avoid lots of issues that perhaps would enhance the relationship and encourage the individuals, both individuals, to feel more comfortable with each other. People of color in particular talk about the fact that they don't always receive feedback on performance improvements because their bosses are afraid to discuss things with them. So when I talk about courageous conversations, what I really mean is our ability to be curious, to ask questions, to learn from each other about our differences. I was interviewing a senior leader recently, and actually two senior leaders. One of them was a Sikh, and he had a turban. And one of his peers said to me, you know, I'm really curious about his turban. I'd love to ask him about it. I'd love to find out what does it mean, and how does he, you know, what does he do? Does he take it off, and what does that look like, and does he have to put it on every morning, and what's the religious meaning of it, etc., etc.? But I'm afraid to ask him. And I had just previously interviewed the individual in question, and he had said to me, Helen, I see people staring at me. He said, I know they're curious, but they never ask. And I'm happy to talk if they ask me. So when I talk about courageous conversations, what I really mean is sometimes we just need to find the courage to ask in a respectful way and to encourage a deeper conversation so that we can understand each other better, be closer to each other, and not be so anxious or afraid of our differences.
And don't you think, I mean, not just inside the corporate arena, but just in life in general?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
When you meet somebody and that there are obvious differences, and I find it an incredible way to break down a barrier by being able to just simply ask someone or strike up a conversation. And so I think that, why do you think is most people won't approach those courageous conversations? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that we have been conditioned. That goes back to what I said to Everett about well-intentioned people, is that we've all been conditioned to be polite and to not ask questions. I mean, I know I was raised that if I stared at someone in a wheelchair, for example, and said, Mom, why is that person in a wheelchair? What she said was, shh, be quiet. And so I think sometimes we got messages that asking questions across differences was impolite. And we're also afraid of being rejected. We're afraid that if we ask the question, the person that we're asking it of might be offended, and therefore we back away. And so there's lots of reasons why we step away from this rather than stepping into the conversation. But I really believe that if we're going to be more inclusive, the first place we have to look, Candy, is at ourselves. We have to do our own work. We have to catch all the conversations we have, even in our heads, about people who are different from us.
I had a great teacher, and her name is Sunday. And Sunday was born with cerebral palsy. As a matter of fact, she was her mother was told that she wouldn't be around much longer than an infant. And Sunday and I are friends when she's much later in life. And she's really a brilliant woman. But she had the drool and the lisp and was in a wheelchair. She never walked. And I was with her one day when somebody had walked up to her and was trying to talk to her. I forget where we were, but they were talking really loud and really slow. Mm. And she looked at them, Helen, and she said, "Why are you talking like that?" and they looked at her and said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were retarded," which was kind of a silly thing to say, but I think it caught them off guard. And she said, "Well, that's funny, because I thought you were." And she was just a great, great teacher.
Yes.
Because she had this ability. And I think the thing that's interesting is that when folks can really cross over into those conversations and start to talk to people, what Sunday became for me is I never noticed her in a wheelchair. I never noticed the drool and the lisp. It was just the way that she communicated. And so it was kind of fascinating for me. And so she taught me a lot about approaching courageous conversations, because she was one of the most courageous people that I knew. And would you agree that if we can approach those conversations, those differences that appear to be differences really end up not being much differences at all?
Yes. I mean, look, I think the inclusion paradox for me is that, first of all, that we're all human beings and we're all alike, so that we all have common needs and wants no matter where you find people on the planet. And at the same time, paradoxically, we're all uniquely different. So we all have very different genetic structure, very different DNA, very different life experiences. And yet, the paradoxical piece is that we're like some people more than others. And that it is in that difference where the work is. So that there are some people that I am very similar to, regardless of race, culture, gender, etc. There are people I have a lot in common with almost intuitively, and there are people who are quite different from me. And the work is in understanding that the people who are quite different from me, that if I can build a more human experience, a more solid relationship with them, that I can lower some of the defenses and some of the barriers. There was a BBC television program years ago called Does He Take Sugar? And it was about people with disabilities and how able-bodied people tend to speak over the top of the wheelchair and ask the minder rather than the person whether they take sugar in their tea is what it meant. So you're absolutely right. And that is teaching us, you know, people love to talk about themselves, Candy. So if we can find a respectful way to ask people about themselves and be curious in a genuine way, I think we'll build much more healthy relationships.
You know, I agree. I love this conversation. Dr. Turnbull, believe it or not, we are zipping through this 30 minutes with you. How can folks find you and find out more about you?
How do people find out more about me? My website
is
humanfacets.com. And there's videos there. I'm also on YouTube. But my website's probably the best source. And also, you can email me at drhelenturnbull@humanfacets.com. And my phone number, my business phone number, is 954-370-6343.
You know, so awesome, and I so appreciate you. I so look forward to giving you a giant hug when we get to the event, May 3rd, 2013. It is called The Human Experience. And check it out at www.tedxdelraybeach.com. Dr. Helen Turnbull and myself will both be there presenting, and so I look forward to having you there. Helen, appreciate you being here on the show with us at Nothing But Good News. This is Candy G, and this is your good news report for the day. Everett, say goodbye to listening audience. Thank you for being such a great support.
Goodbye. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. This is Candy G. You know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.